Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the ninth day of July, 2024. Welcome to this program. It's going to be me and you tonight, folks. We're going to talk a while, and I want to share with you what we have planned on August 31st. I pray that God's glorified out of it. I'll feel that feeling on that in just a minute, but I hope you didn't mind me taking last night off. I did get a cataract taken on my right eye yesterday morning. I have to do it one more time on the 22nd for the other eye. And the difference is phenomenal, to be quite honest with you. I'm tickled I had it done. But thanks for your prayers. We're working on a couple other things, some little physical situations we're trying to work on and get in shape again. I'll tell you what, folks, getting old is not for sissies. I want you to know that. So if you're a sissy, you may not want to get old. I'll just tell you that right now. But God's blessed me. I have no complaints at all. I shouldn't complain. I've been too blessed. Before I get in, just you and I talking a while, I have a couple prayer requests. I have one for Yvonne. I won't get all details for Yvonne and her brother. They asked for prayer. I don't know the whole situation on both of them, but they asked for prayer. The one gentleman I do know about, his name is Andy O'Brien. He's a very good friend of mine. He's a hunting buddy. And he found out he had a very bad case of melanoma. They took it out, but they're not sure how far it spread already. So keep adding your prayers, please. He's a year or so older than me, and we spend a lot of time together in the woods over the years. And just enjoying each other's company. So keep adding your prayers if you don't mind. I'd appreciate it if you would. And don't forget, we're offering our flags for Spatial this month, hoping to get people to write and order some things and let us be able to bless you with something in return. Folks, everyone out there who calls the name of Christ should be flying a Christian flag somewhere on their property or in their home that people know who they are. My goodness, I can't imagine why nobody, everybody isn't. I mean, $15 a piece at the regular retail, right now on sale for $12. But if you want to fly all four flags that we offer here, the Christian flag, number one, colonial flag, number two, the Confederate battle flag, number three, no, it's not racist, and don't tread on me flag. Normal price for all of them is $55. They're on sale for $45, all four of them, if you want them. And, of course, we still have all the other items we have here to offer, the Strauss products, the vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash, and 10% off all literature in the catalog, books or other literature. 10% off all of it. We hope that you will take advantage of that. And we still have two free Bibles to give away or two free lessons I just finished up a few weeks ago on the United States in Prophecy, which is the most important prophetic teaching you will ever hear. I didn't stutter when I said that. I mean it. That you'll ever hear to give you a solid reading of what's happening in this world and is coming down on America. The most important teaching that you'll ever hear. We'll give you those free if you want. We have two of them left, or two Bibles, whatever you want, because a sweetheart in Iowa named Jan sent some funds in and said, give this away. And I just finished a teaching up this past Saturday on how Sodom conquered America. It's 2 hours long. And I laid out very clearly how it happened. Now, if you like cotton candy preaching, all fluff and no substance, don't get this. But if you know how America fell prey under the control of Sodom, and why they fly their flag of victory in the state houses, in the courthouses, in the schoolhouses, even in the federal buildings, if you know how that happened, I'll tell you that in 2 hour teaching. I'll show it to you. It's available if you want it, 2 hours long. So that's all I can do is offer it. It's two of them are free. I'm asking $20 for both DVDs if you want 2 hours long, if you want them. But that's enough. Excuse me, $15. They'll cover 2 hours. $15, 2 hours. If you want. If you don't, that's okay too. All right, that's all I can say. They're available if you want solid biblical teaching and exposure to the truth. They're available, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. Now, this is, of course, over a month away, but I do want to tell you that on August 31st, that's a Saturday before Memorial Day, Labor Day, August 31st, in Somersville, West Virginia, at the Veterans Memorial Park, we're going to have a natural family festival, or celebration, if you will. It's an open, it's a picnic area. We have sheltered picnic tables. We're inviting everyone to come and join us. Bring along a picnic lunch if you like. We can go out to the restaurants in town if you want to. But I think a lot of families will enjoy a picnic. Bring along your children's baseball bat and gloves. They can play ball. Plenty of room to do that. It's going to be a celebration of God's natural family. It's time that you and I, this means all of us, takes a stand and shows the people what family really is. It's not drag queens. It's not homosexuals and lesbians. It's a natural family created by God. It's time that we show them what a natural family is and how it functions. All are invited. I hope you'll join us. August 31st. We'll probably start around noon as far as getting together. We'll be there probably earlier than that, getting things set up. Phil Hudock, our producer, will probably be videoing and airing the whole thing live as it happens. And we'll do our best to keep everything put together and organized so people can enjoy themselves and spend time with their family and be able to fellowship with one another, maybe get to meet some new people. I hope you meet a lot of new folks there that I haven't talked to in person before. I hope that you'll come and join us. I truly mean that. I hope you will. And, folks, again, there's no charge. We'll probably pass a hat cost. Yep, renting a park costs money. Getting supplies costs money. And all this thing, they're not free. But we're not asking for anything at all except for you to come and help us celebrate God's natural family. I hope you'll do that. You know, it's as I taught this past weekend, I hope you get the teaching on how Sodom conquered America. I explained very carefully how nature itself teaches that this type of perversion we're seeing happening is not natural. And the people that do it are without excuse, according to the scripture in Romans chapter 1. They're without excuse. They can see the God of nature, the creation of God Almighty in nature, and how what they're doing is perverted against everything that's in nature. This is a crime against nature and abomination before God. We want to show a difference. We want to make a difference. We want to have you come and join us. Let us meet your wife and children. Let them have some fun together. Let's break bread together. I hope and pray you'll take us up on this, folks. August 31st, you have plenty of time to plan it. It's on a Saturday. And if you want to come spend the night before, there are motels all over Summersville, West Virginia. Summersville is spelled just like summer in the summertime, Summersville. There are motels all over that little town. And I think you would more than enjoy yourself. It's a beautiful area to come. If you want to come a day early or so and look around, it's a beautiful area. But I would love to meet some of y'all there for the first time face-to-face. I pray we have a couple 300 there or more. But all I can say is we're offering. That's all we can do. I hope you'll join us. It's time that we stood together and made an effort to counteract what's happening. We cannot win this ball game by sitting on the sidelines griping and complaining. If we don't get active and move out and do what's right to counteract this abomination, then quit griping and shut up and get out of the way, because you're not doing anything else but griping. Let's make a difference, folks. Come and join us in Summersville, West Virginia, okay? And I said tonight's just me and you, and I'm going to open the phone lines up. I'm looking for help to set this up. I don't care where you're from. If you can help, we'd appreciate it. If you can help cover expenses, we appreciate that. But we're not asking for money, folks. We're going, like I said, if you want to donate, that's fine, but you don't have to. If you know anybody that would like to sing some old-time gospel hymns, I don't want this pop gospel or rock and roll gospel. I want the old-time gospel song sung. If you know a group or two would like to come and sing for us, we'd love to talk to you about that. If you know somebody that is good at organizing things, someone that can make us a big sign that says, join our family, our natural family festival. A big sign. If you know somebody can do that. Or make small signs posted along the road. We'd appreciate that. I'm asking for help. I can't do it by myself. And Phil Hudock will be there with me, of course. But between two of us, we can't do it all. If you'll help us, you can call the office at 304-846-4448 or 800-777-4403. Tell Lisa that you want to help. I will call you back. I'll tell you what we need done. Myself and Phil and a couple other gentlemen will be making and having a conference call tomorrow afternoon to organize some things, to figure out what things we need to do and want to do. If you'll help us, we'd appreciate that. Now, I'm going to shut up about that right now, but I want to let you know this is going to happen. By God's grace and Lord willing, August 31st of this year, the Saturday before Labor Day. Please consider joining us, okay? Now, folks, I know that Summer did a good job last night, so I wasn't worried about her doing the broadcast. Y'all love her, and she knows it, and she appreciates it. But I just want to say that we as a people that call ourselves Christians have got to let our light shine even brighter. We've got to let the light of Christ shine through us in a way that the world never saw before. At least, I cannot think of a time in history since ancient Israel was destroyed and scattered. I can't think of another time in history when a country had been so desperate in need, of hope and help and light. The churches that we call them churches, are losing about 38,000 to 50,000 people a week are leaving the body that we call the church. Now, most of them are not really the church, but they're going to some kind of formal get-together, what I guess you could say. And 30,000 to 50,000 are leaving every week. Why is that? Why are we losing numbers in what we call the Christian faith? Could it be that they're not really seeing any Christian faith? Could it be all they're seeing is the Bible calls a form and a fashion? You know, the Bible says we those kind of people turn away from. And they, believe me, people are by the tens of thousands every week. Are we just going through a form and a fashion at our church services? Have we got into a routine? We walk in the door, shake each other's hand, say it's good to see you, brother or sister, get together, sing a song, say a prayer, go to our classes, come out and sing another song or two, preacher preaches a half hour or so, we all get done, we all head home and have dinner. Is that the routine that we got ourselves into? Now, folks, I've attended regular churches. I pastored regular churches for many years. I say regular churches. And as a whole, that's what it was. Not always, especially in the church, if you had a church that wanted where the Holy Spirit was allowed to move and things were allowed to happen. Sometimes, and by the grace of God, in the church I pastored, we've seen things happen. The services drug on quite a while. People were being saved. People were testifying. People were shouting and praising God. I've seen that. But I've been to many churches where it was as dry and as cold and as boring as watching grass grow. I know it's a form of fashion. I know we call church. I know we get in the habit of going. And getting the habit of going to church is a fine thing. But getting the habit of going to a social club where all they do is the same thing over and over, nothing's ever growing, or nothing's ever really exposed, nothing's really ever stood for or against, is not the Church of Christ. I ask you to examine your scriptures. And when the disciples went out into the world to start preaching the gospel of Christ, as they were commanded to in Matthew 28, when they went out to start preaching the gospel of Christ and to all peoples, do you think that their services were boring? Do you think that their services were dull and dry? Or if you read the ones in books of Acts and the other places, what happened in those services? Paul's preaching one time, the guy fell asleep and went and fell and broke his neck or killed himself, and Paul had to raise him from the dead. I don't think that's boring. I mean, the people were coming to him by the hundreds, by the thousands, asking, why are you teaching this? What is it? Even when Philip was whipped and stoned, or whipped and beaten for preaching the gospel, or Peter, I'm sorry, Peter, was whipped for preaching the gospel of Christ in Acts chapter 5. They charged him, don't teach this man's name anymore. You're bringing blood upon us. And Peter said in Acts 5:29, that we have to obey God, not man. And they end up being whipped. And on the way out, they left there praising God that they were counted worthy to suffer for the cause of Jesus Christ. No, their church services weren't boring. They may get you arrested, but they weren't boring. What happened to that drawing power we call the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost? What happened to the power of God that drew people in to hear more of the truth about salvation in Jesus Christ? What happened to the power of the blood of the Lamb? Do you remember the old song, There's Power in the Blood? There's power in the blood. Do you remember that song? I'm not going to burst out in song. I'd scare everybody to death. Do you remember the song, Power in the Blood? I mean, the old hymns that people sung, and they sung with feeling because they knew what it meant. Remember the old song, I'll Fly Away, Some Glad Morning, When Life Is O'er, I'll Fly Away? People sung it at the top of their lungs and shouted and praised God because that hope was in them, and the world could see that hope. Sometimes the church got so lively that people there who didn't know what's happening, or maybe were lost and didn't know Christ, probably got a little scared. Now, I'm not talking about rolling around the floor and babbling some kind of baloney. I'm talking about people that's filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking the Word of God in a language everybody understood, and teaching and praising God and voice and in song. When testimonies took up most of the service, when the preacher started preaching, he didn't hold back. He didn't worry about hurting somebody's feelings. He didn't care if somebody left the church or not angry. He preached the Word of God. Something happened, my friends, my brothers and sisters. I know the church that I was saved in back in last Wednesday night of June, 1971. I wasn't married to November of that year, so I was still a single fella. And I got saved. That little church, Olive Branch Baptist Church, would run about 200, 180, 200 every Sunday in that church. Now it's down to 30 or 40 most of the time. What happened? Did God get tired? Did the Holy Spirit get tired and just decided he wasn't going to do it? He wasn't going to work anymore. He's just going to quit and let everybody do what they wanted to do. Did the power of God depart from the church because he just got tired of working with him? Or did the power of God leave because the word of God left? Think about it. When God Almighty withdrew his presence from the temple in Israel, he wrote Ichabod above the door, which means my glory is departed. He didn't leave the people left him. Could that be possible in America today? That we become so used to compromising with sin, we become so accustomed to going along, get along, and tolerate everything about us because we don't offend somebody, that the Holy Spirit's left us, so therefore the drawing power has left us, the power for salvation has left us, the power for to give people the boost they need to get through this world. Has that power left because we have left God? You know, we're told in Scripture that without holiness, no man shall see God. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. He said, to walk righteous before him. He said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny before my Father. Could it be the church is doing that by their inaction as well as their actions? The sin of commission is as deadly as the sin of, the sin of omission. The sin of omission is deadly as the sin of commission. You may not see it because it's not as quite as obvious. But the sin of omitting the word of God, omitting the holiness of the mandate by God, omitting the righteous walking of Christians, the omitting of it because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, are you as guilty as ones who are committing the evil themselves? Fornication, thievery, adultery, whatever it is. The sin of omission is a cancer that spreads so easily because it's comfortable. No, but the people won't go out and they're not going to steal. They're not going to bear false witness. They're not going to commit adultery on their wife or husband. But they won't speak against those that do. They will tolerate it in their family. They won't talk against their daughter shacking up with some boy or vice versa. They won't tolerate their son who says he's gay. They'll tolerate it. They'll tolerate the shacking up and cohabitation of their young'uns. They'll tolerate that because they don't hurt any feelings. They won't do it themselves. No, they won't do that. But the sin of omission, by compromising evil, has destroyed the church because it's destroyed the families. Families without a solid spiritual leader, and God help us, my friends, most homes in America today do not even have a daddy available. Oh, sometimes they have daddies there, but their mom and dad's not even married. They're just shacking up and having babies. That's not the same either. I'm talking about homes, the natural family, where we talk about August 31st, where the dad is a spiritual head of the home, the provider for the home. He provides the material needs. He provides protection. He provides spiritual leadership for his family and his family, his whole family, his wife and children. That's missing in most homes today, even when their husband's available. A lot of them are not man enough to do this. The women are head of the house, basically. They're the breadwinners. When the men become a bunch of, I've heard them called girly men. You see, that's a sin of omission. Maybe not doing anything outwardly wrong, but by omitting the law of God in their hearts and minds, but fulfilling his will for what a man and woman is supposed to be, they're killing their families. They're destroying the hope for the children. I have seen so many things in my life, folks, and I've been preaching for almost 50 years. Yeah, I'm getting old. I've been preaching, my oldest son will be 50 in September. I started preaching, I guess he's probably three or four. I've seen so many things that I didn't understand back then even, at least not the depth of it. But it brings tears in my eyes thinking about the things I've seen and the things I've seen continue to slide in America. I can tell you right now that there are very few men left in America. Even in that people go to church and proclaim Christ, there are very few real men that are willing to lead, protect, and provide for their families in the way that the Bible says so. Just bringing in the money and buying them things is wonderful. That's part of the Bible. But that's not the most important part. My boys grew up in a home where we didn't have a lot of money to spend. Matter of fact, there were times Marsh and I had a hard time putting food on the table. We always had it by the grace of God. I couldn't afford to buy Nike shoes or any other name brand clothing. They got their stuff out of the dollar store, and they were happy with it. Praise God. Or they worked all summer to buy what they wanted. I didn't have the funds to do that. But I did try to teach them the ways of God. We had Bible study at home at least two or three times a week. Plus, I pastored two churches. We had church three or four times a week. Our coffee table in the front room was our altar. Every morning we all prayed around. At the time, maybe they didn't understand it, weren't too serious about it. But now, by the grace of God, all three of them thank me and their mommy for what we taught them. I wasn't a rich man. Maybe I didn't provide enough in that way. But I tried to give them a spiritual leadership they could look up to and respect and still do. All glory to God, nothing to me. But we're losing the so-called church members by tens of thousands every week. The church families are divided and split up almost as bad as the world families. They are as bad. Divorce rate in the church is equal to that of the world, maybe more. That's why I'm praying with this natural family festival we're going to have on August 31st. We'll have a good turnout. I know sometimes some of y'all may have to drive and spend the night instead of motels in our town, folks, in a little town called Summersville. And I would love to meet some of y'all face-to-face and hug your neck and thank you for being there with us. Back when we used to do seminars, I really enjoyed that part more than anything else. We had seminars where hundreds come. Had seminars where a couple hundred come. But we had seminars where hundreds come. Some of the greatest speakers in the world. I remember when Frankie Valens was our MC, and he sung a lot of the old songs. He sung a lot of hymns. He sung a lot of the songs I grew up with, like Dream, 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 and all those songs. He's a pop singer at one time. By the way, he passed away about a week or so ago. But I remember those things and the people we got to meet. Oh, what blessed times. What a blessed time be to meet everybody with a natural family, God-ordained family, to get together and break bread and share some stories and share some time together, maybe singing a song or praising God. Back at the break, folks, with your phone calls. I want to hear from you tonight. I do. 844-769-2944. Call and talk to us.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nemana Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nemana a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All right, folks, we are back. The phone lines are open. I'm sure somebody will be calling in now. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You know, I get quite a few letters from people all over the country that say, Pastor, I know you think nobody's listening, but we really are. We just don't want to call in, or we just want to on a, after it's been recorded and replayed out northeast, northwest somewhere. And I appreciate that. But if you listen live tonight, you'd like to share a thought or two, a prayer request, whatever. I want to hear tonight. But tonight, I'm just talking to you like we're sitting on the back deck here, right here, right outside our office. We're sitting on the back deck drinking a glass of tea or something and sharing thoughts to each other. I want to hear from you because I want to do something to glorify God and make a statement with the Natural Family Festival. I really do. That's why I'm doing it. Yes, I'm angry. I'm angry at what I see. We showed a video this past weekend in Bible study that we warned them about. It's for adults, of a totally naked man standing in the streets of San Francisco with waving the babies walking down the streets. Totally naked man standing in the crowd. Nobody said a word to him. That's America today. It makes me very angry. I would like to thank somebody out there that maybe in our area on August 31st, maybe that perhaps we're living in a messed up system or some kind of messed up world in their own little mind, and that you'll maybe stumble onto that and see this and see what we're talking about of natural family time. Let them see the love of God between husbands and wife and children and brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, sometimes you don't have to say a word to preach the gospel. St. Francis of Assisi, I think, said this: preach the gospel everywhere you go, and if necessary, use words. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, isn't that beautiful, seriously? That's just absolutely a beautiful statement. Let's go and take a phone call from right here in our good state of West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Can you hear me?
I can, yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to bring something to your attention. It has to do with this one particular news article was written by an author. I don't know if you heard his name. Donald Jeffries.
That name rings a bell, but I don't know if I know him for sure or not.
All right, well, he's usually a guest every Monday night on Jeff Rentz's show.
Okay.
And he wrote an article I happen to have. It was printed in the Freedom Times, which used to be the Nationalist Times. Okay? It's from October 2021. Now, I don't know if any of your listeners could look this man up. They could probably find it themselves. I don't know. I think he's got a website. His name, first I'll spell his name. It's Donald Jeffries. J-E-S-F-R-I-E-S. Okay, now here's the article. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to give you the gist of it. Okay, Pastor Butch?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, the title is The American Loneliness Phenomenon. There may never have been a society with as many lonely, alienated, and isolated people as the United States today. The American Loneliness Phenomenon. Now, the reason I happen to save this particular issue, and I keep it handy, because I never thought that this would pertain to me on a personal level, too. And number one. And number two, the fact being that if we were a truly Christian nation, this would not be occurring in this country.
Okay.
There wouldn't be a loneliness crisis or phenomenon. Because as Christians, you would care, people would care about their neighbor. How, an example, I can go on and on. How many people die in their home alone, and they're not found for days?
And That's true.
Yeah, I've heard about this thing quite a bit, even in my county. And I've got to say to myself, how could this be happening? If we were a Christian people, you mean to tell me no neighbor would knock on this man or woman's door and say, hello, just knock to see if you're doing okay or if you need anything? You don't see this that much today anymore, Pastor Butch.
No, you're right. Communities have lost their community spirit as a whole. Not all of them, but most of them have. You're right.
Yeah, and I thought at my age, in my mid-60s, that I would never be in this situation, be honest with you. So it pertains to me. And if it pertains to me, I could just imagine how many millions of other people across this country who are up there in age and all alone, maybe live alone. And how many of them, God forbid, could have a heart attack or a fall and pass away in their own house and not be discovered for days? This does not make sense to me.
No, it doesn't, Chance, and it shouldn't. And I really, you made a very good point, a very valid point. And it breaks my heart to see that. It is. And I'm sure that I'm very lax in doing what I should do, too. But I do truly like to visit folks once in a while. As you said, especially those that live alone, just to say hi to them. And you'd be surprised how much joy puts in their eyes to have somebody come in, just sit and talk to them a while.
Yep. I mean, I can go on and on. Like I said, it hit home with me at my age because all my family has passed away. Oh, I've got a bunch of acquaintances, but friends? Come on. You know, and I said to myself, what is wrong with this picture? Because I'm a giver when it comes to people, always have been. And unfortunately, most people took advantage of that.
Of course they
did. Because that's how our society has become. But I bring up this one particular article here, not just to gripe about my own situation, but it relates to what we have become. It speaks of society as a whole now. You know, it shouldn't. If we were truly a Christian nation, this would not be a crisis in this country. And, you know, and I can go on. I can give you another example. You know how neighbors don't even bother with their neighbors anymore, right? For the most part. And you know how much easier it makes it for the powers that be to kick down their door at 4, 5, 6 in the morning and shoot them to death. You know, these what do they call them? that law enforcement does. And then they find out it's the wrong house, or they make up excuse.
Yeah.
They make up an excuse and say, well, there was drugs or something, any kind of. And you know what? The neighbors would believe it. Because
of course,
why?
Yeah, that's true.
They don't know, because they don't know their neighbor. See, so in other words, this can only go from bad to worse if people don't come to Christ and start living the Christian way. And I honestly, I don't see it getting any better.
America's finished. You're right, Chance. But I will say this too, just to something to go along with what you're saying, folks. Almost everybody's telephone. You can at least call them and check on them. At least say hi to them.
But people don't even do that.
Don't. I agree. I'm guilty of that sometimes too myself.
Well, see, I was never guilty of neglecting that until I found out if I don't do it with people. Do it, then forget it. They don't. In other words, not that I'm looking for a return favor, but I says, my God, if I didn't call them, they wouldn't call me. And finally, I got tired of that. I says, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, and it's indicative too. I've seen these changes out in public. You go to a public place like a restaurant. You see a family of five sitting together, and they're all looking at their cell phones,
absolutely.
I says, what is wrong? This is the crazy. What is the point of going out in public if you're just going to stare at your cell phone? You could do that at home.
I totally agree with that. That's very true. But, you know, I would encourage you, start visiting again. Start calling people. Now, maybe 99% of them won't even return, won't even thank you for it. But somebody out there, somebody's begging, wanting in their heart, somebody so bad, just say hi to them. So I would encourage you to do it again.
Look, let me tell you, Pastor Butch, every time I go into town, I brighten up people's day, okay?
That's what you should do, yes.
I am. I try to make people laugh. I try to initiate little conversations, okay? That's what I do, okay? That's just how I am. And most people appreciate it. But I've noticed the ones that you call friends or acquaintances, and you got to ask yourself, and half of these people are people who go to church on a regular basis, mind you. They call themselves Christians. I say, well, how can you call yourself a Christian when you don't care about your neighbor, or you don't know your neighbor, or you make no attempt? You know, I've lived in my house 9 years now. I bought my home. And let me tell you something. There's one rental property. And it turned over every 2 years, let's say. So, in other words, there's like four tenants in that house. They rented that house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Each and every one I went up to and said, hello, my name is such and such. I'm your neighbor. I live up here. And you would think that would break the ice with people, you know? And now, Pastor Butch, I'm sad to say I just don't do it anymore because it is such a big letdown. I see the change in people, and I personally am not going to make the effort anymore because it's very disappointing. It's always a letdown.
I do understand, but again, because I think you're a very good fellow as far as somebody to work with. I would encourage you to try again. I mean, there's nothing to lose. I know it disgusts you sometimes, but the chance you may run into one person who desperately needs somebody at the right time. Only God knows that.
You've got a point there. But I would encourage people. I didn't call in to complain or gripe, believe me. It is what it is, you know.
Well, this is conversation. This is conversation between two men that are trying to do what's right. I would encourage you to try it again. I really would. And sometime I'd like to meet with you and buy you a cup of coffee or something.
I would like that. But I would encourage people who are listening to read this article. Now, I understand Donald Jeffries is on the Internet. I don't have the Internet. I don't have the Internet. I don't have cell phone. I don't bother with any of that stuff for reasons.
Right.
You know, I don't need to get into that, but you probably know what I mean in today's society. But this article, like I said, Donald Jeffries, he's an author. He's wrote many books. He's a guest on Jeff Renz every Monday night. Now, he has a website. But I don't know because, like I said, I don't pay attention to that. I don't have a computer. But it's called the American Loneliness Phenomenon. Okay, that's the title of it. I encourage your listeners to pull that up any way they can. And believe me, they're going to see somebody they know being described in that article. And that's all I got to say.
Pastor Bush, I'll tell you what, Chance, you call sometime, leave your number with Lisa. When I'm over your way or near you, I'll give you a holler and let's get together.
Sounds good to me.
Well, just leave me your number and I'll be in touch. And thanks for calling, Chance. Appreciate it.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. You know, folks, he made a good point there. But I will say this. The Bible says to have friends, you must first show yourself friendly. And a lot of times you'll be rebuffed for it. Chance is telling the truth. But I hope, and I know he heard in his heart, give another shot. There's nothing to lose. Let's speak to our sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor. I'm glad everybody's doing well. Your surgery went okay. And
yep.
All that. Marcia's doing okay, too.
Oh, she's able to fuss at me. She's all right.
Well, she's okay then.
Yep.
Yeah. And I just want to say this. You gave your family the most valuable thing in the world. You gave them the Word of God, the knowledge of His teachings. Nothing is more valuable. Nothing is more important.
I totally
agree. That's what the Bible means when it says to pass on or to make greater what you give your children. It's not financial wealth. It's spiritual wealth.
I agree.
And that's what we lack. That's where we dropped it completely.
Too many times we give them too much material wealth and not nearly enough of Christ, and they grow up being heathens.
Yeah. If I don't have it, then someone should give me it.
Yep.
Because I want it.
Yep.
That's what's coming in. You know, and you see a kid, there's this kid, Micah Price. He was in Kentucky. And at graduation, he put, I'll give you a paraphrase. He said, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you are the light, the way, the truth, and the life. And he went on, and he had that in his speech. Well, the school told him to take that out.
That's right.
And he didn't.
Yep.
And they wouldn't give him the diploma. But they told him this, and he still didn't care. He got his diploma. It took 5 days. But he got his diploma anyway.
Yep. He took a stand by the grace of God and glorified God.
That's exactly right.
He had more courage than most adult men do.
He did.
Yep.
He does.
He did. That's
what we need.
Amen. I agree.
What we should have, but we don't. And then I feel the same way the last caller did. I say hi to my neighbors, but I don't know my neighbors. If I'm outside, I say hi, and they say hi. But I know one that's really good. They're good friends. And the others, you know, some of them I know their names, and some of them I don't. But I say hello to them.
Yeah, that's a way of sharing your joy with somebody. It truly is. That's what you have to do.
You have to do that. Say hello, and if someone wants to sit and chat with them.
That's right.
You know, about the weather or whatever's going on, chat with them. And say, God bless you when you leave.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Jan. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, he needs to come up and spend the day with y'all at the family day.
I hope he does.
He lives in West Virginia.
We treat him like he is somebody.
Yeah, he'll make lots of friends.
I'm sure. Well, Jan, honey, thanks for calling. God, jumping. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thank you.
On Thursday about what we can do for your, but everything turns out all right for Natural Family Day.
All right, God bless you.
The giveaway we're having, the postage is included. It doesn't cost anything. Just call in and say I won. I can't believe we haven't given them all away by now.
We haven't. So we haven't. But thanks a lot, Jan, for your generosity, and thanks for being there, CS. I love you. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. All right, let's see who's next. Let's go to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch. It's Daryl in Pennsylvania, and I praise and thank the Lord that I'm still alive, and a lot of it is thanks to some of the products that Summer Dre offers, such as the hawthorn berry thing that helps with a lot of things. So I'll just let it go at that. Everyone, please, Call the Decision hasn't heard from as many people as it used to hear from. Considering how many new listeners have been picked up. So the calls are down, and which means some of the funding is down. So as my friend Gary Roby out in Arizona says, throw a few shekels in for Pastor Butch and Call Decision Ministries and pray that God gives him the guidance where to take Call Decision, because there are going to be decisions that have to be made. So pray for wisdom for Pastor Butch. Pray for him and Marcia Jean for their diabetes, and for Marcia Jean or osteoporosis, and both of them for their diabetes. And just keep them in prayer and keep Pastor Butch in prayer for the guidance he needs to do at this point in the game, because we're all here for a reason. And as Esther was told, hey, Esther, you might die, but if you keep your mouth shut, help is going to come to God's people. And if you keep your mouth shut, you'll probably end up dying, even though you're in the king's house. But who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for a time as this. Pastor Butch, who knows whether all of us have come to the kingdom for a time like this.
That's right.
So praise and thank you for your thing, and I hope a few more people call in. And God bless you and love you, Pastor Butch.
Thank you, Daryl, so much. Thanks so much. That man's been faithful for many years and a good friend. A good friend. All right, let's go next to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, yeah, good to be on. It's very hard to find a good church, as you know from the photo I sent you there about a week or so ago.
Oh,
we
yes.
We have sodomite churches. No, it's just, we have mostly sodomite churches, and then we have the funny hats churches, meaning the Roman and Orthodox pagan churches, and then we have the so-called evangelical churches that are pro-Zionist, okay? Goes completely against the Bible. And these guys stand aside while people are slaughtered in Gaza, okay, and give them money. If you give money to somebody and say, who's on their way to kill somebody in their home, give them the ammunition, and they're, you know, they're on their way, and they give them the keys, you're guilty of murder. There's blood on their hands. These evangelical churches that are Zionists are wicked, evil institutions. I'll say that right now. They are. And we, a lot of times we'll model a mollycoddle because they're, quote, Christian. But you know what? If those are Christians, and they're fake Christians, I'll tell you that right now. These guys are wicked. I'm absolutely disgusted by what happens and why the fact that you have organizations like AIPAC goes in there and controls the United States government. Admittedly, they have an oath of office, and they go in and they do whatever it is. So why doesn't America just go under the rule of Milikowski, the Pole, the fake Jew, okay? And who said that they were the synagogue of Satan? Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. That's all we have, all the churches we have. There's one here. I went there for a short time, you know, and they were like that. And you're saying that the reference about Schofield, oh, he was a mixed bag. And I told the guy, the so-called pastor, the mason, by the way, I said he was a scumbag. And I left. I'm never going back to that. But I can listen to you, and I can listen to Pastor Chuck Baldwin and very few others. And that's the sad state of affairs right now. You know, I consider those Zionist evangelical churches to be wicked. They are the ones who are going to welcome the Antichrist back when they build the temple and then sacrifice the heifer. And they give money to that. Jesus was the last sacrifice. And to give money to that is blasphemy, straight out. I'm sorry to be so harsh on here, but it's really frustrating.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, it truly is. And I understand where these people come from. I was once there myself, Jeff. I was, yeah. And by the grace of God, I learned differently.
Are they mentally retarded? Can they not crack the Bible open to look at the Book of Galatians, look at the end, saying, if you be Christ, whether you male or female, Jew or Gentile, you're all one. And if you're Christ, then your heirs according to the promise. Then, but they never read that. It's right there. It's not only there. It's all throughout the Bible. They're willfully ignorant. They think that just that blood matters. Blood means nothing. If somebody can trace their ancestry back to the first Christians in the first century A.D., or somebody walks out of the jungles in Africa or in China and becomes a Christian, they go right to the front row. There are no grades of Christians, only one Christian, period. You're either saved or not.
Born again or not.
That's why I told my friend who's a Muslim one time years ago, I said, the Saudis think they're the ultimate Muslims. I said, the other Arabs are second-class Muslims, and you guys are just third-class. Well, he's mad at that. But, I mean, they're all, everybody is equal in Christianity. There's no different grades of it. Ancestry means nothing. It's belief that matters, and that's all that matters.
I agree. Jeff, I got to jump. Sorry, we're in that time here. But you're right on.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, folks, he's right. I mean, I'm not throwing stones because I was once the same way. I truly was. And I certainly am not all that intelligent. But most people do not read the Bible for themselves. They're taught from Sunday school class or Sabbath class or by the preacher. They don't really study the Scriptures. And the lesson I just finished up months ago on USA and Christianity, again, unless you understand what I've taught, and I'm saying this humbly, but I say it boldly, unless you understand what I've taught, you will not understand prophecy. You will not understand prophecy. The lesson I just finished on Al Sodom conquered America. Unless you understand what happened, you'll keep on playing the same games over and over again. And one of the signs of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and hoping for a different result. That's what I call voting for the lesser of evil, same thing. Now, I know that makes some people angry, and I don't mean to make you angry. I'm not here to make you angry. But I am here to tell the truth. I will not have your blood on my hands. And, folks, we do need your help. If you don't mind helping us, we do need your help. But I also need your help desperately for August 31st. If anybody's wanting to help me, help us. I say me, help all of us. Please let me know. Call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and help if you can. We want to do this for the glory of God. And maybe, perhaps, by His grace and mercy, we can show someone the truth of God's Word in creating a natural family and what that could mean to them if they'd obey His Word. That's what it's all about. And we do care. I truly care for you. And I love you in Christ. I love you in Christ. I'm here for you. If you need me, if you call the office, Lisa will find me, and I will call you back. I truly mean that. Don't ever think you can't talk to a hillbilly named Pastor Butch Paul. I'm not unreachable. I'm just a mere mortal like you are, fallible to no end, but saved by the grace of Jesus Christ and by His blood. Feel free to call me if you need me. We love you by the grace of God. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.